Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. Today is World Mental Health Day, with the overall objective of raising awareness of mental health issues around the world and mobilizing efforts in support of mental health. As confirmed to the Berliner Morgenpost by spokespersons of the Public Prosecutor's Office and the Justice Administration, two sex offenders who were released from preventive detention 3 years ago due to a judicial breakdown are once again in prison. One of the two men, who is suspected of having abused an 8-year-old girl, is back in custody. The other man is in prison in Heidering for serious theft. The explosive thing is that the two men should have actually been in preventive detention during the time of their most recent offenses if there hadn't been a judicial breakdown in 2015. One of the men had been convicted of abusing a ward. The other had raped a pregnant woman. Both had served their sentences and were to be transferred to preventive custody. However, the Court of Appeal had decided that the two sex offenders had to be released from detention due to outdated expert opinions. The regional court had not examined in due time whether the men still posed a danger, according to the reason given at the time. Accordingly, the delays at that time were so great that the sex offenders could no longer be kept in custody. The man who had already abused someone under guardianship is now said to have committed an offense against a child again. He was arrested at the end of August and has been in custody ever since. Berlin must introduce a diesel cars driving ban on 8 roads and check driving bans on a total of around 60 others. This was decided by the Berlin Administrative Court on Tuesday. The streets affected are Leipziger Straße, Reinhardtstraße, Brückenstraße, Friedrichstraße, Kapweg, Altmoabit, Stromstraße, and Leonorenstraße. The list agrees with the highly frequented streets on which the Senate considers driving bans to, quote, be unavoidable, according to RBB research. In addition, the judges determined that the driving ban on the 8 roads must also include diesel trucks, including the Euro 5 emission standard. This rule is likely to cause a lot of trouble for delivery services and freight companies. The judgment, however, is not yet legally binding, so appeal is possible. Experts from the Berlin Senate also think that driving bans for diesels of the newer emission standards Euro 6A, B, and C are not yet off the table. The Senate is examining such driving bans on heavily trafficked roads. The state of Berlin must also act quickly, as the judges decided that by the end of March of 2019, the Senate must adopt the new air pollution control plan. 2 to 3 months later, around the end of May and the end of June 2019, the bans are to come into force, which is around 2 months faster than originally planned in the Senate's internal timetable. Around 220,000 Berlin diesel drivers will be affected by the driving bans, around 1 in 6 drivers in the capital. City planners of the Pankow District Office want to preserve the historical flair of a cobblestone street while making it safer for cyclists on Erich Weinertstraße in Prenzlauer Berg. On Monday, work began on the southern lane in the first construction phase, which will last 10 weeks. In the busy area between Schönhauser Allee and Greifenhagener Straße, the lane in the direction of Prenzlauer Allee has now been completely closed, the traffic flowing now only one way in the direction of Schönhauser Allee, making parking no longer possible in the entire construction site area on both sides. The aim of the project is to create an asphalt strip for cyclists, which will run down the middle of the road, be 5 meters wide, and should make cycling more comfortable than was the case on the cobblestone. According to the project's description, the district office was concerned about the safety of cyclists and pedestrians and wants to reduce the risk of falling on the previously bumpy road. This is particularly important on Erich Weinertstraße because there are several schools and kindergartens located there. Children should be able to cover the distance from their homes to the classroom or kindergarten safely by bicycle or on foot. For this reason, so-called sidewalk extensions are also being built to make it easier to cross the road. Damaged parts of the sidewalk will also be repaired as part of the construction work. By the end of 2019, Erich Weinertstrasse is to be rebuilt in further construction phases to the corner of Stahlheimerstrasse, according to this model. The project is being funded with a total of 1.25 million euros from the Senate's Urban Heritage Protection Program. Police have arrested a man who, together with two women, is said to have robbed people in Berlin with the help of a curious trick. The officers seized the suspected head of the Ketchup Bande, or the Ketchup Gang, on Monday in Reinickendorf, where they had observed the 40-year-old shortly before in a supermarket stealing a purse. However, the search for the two women of the triple gang continues. For this purpose, the police again have published the search photos and asked the population for assistance. The police video from the beginning of October shows the suspect together with two female assistants. The video shows the man walking past and smearing an older woman's jacket with tomato ketchup. The two unknown women then force their help on the elderly lady. While one of the suspects helps the elderly woman out of her jacket, the other helps herself to the contents of the woman's handbag, which is placed on the ground. The group is charged with several thefts, and police search photos can be found via the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.